we've heard of McDonald's. We know Dunkin' Donuts is almost on every street corner, and that's because they are successful franchises. Well, why not for physical therapy? Can it be done in our world? Well, here to tell us about it and say yes, it can, is our next guest. Stay tuned for another episode of PT Talker.
This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
Jason Baxter, he's an occupational therapist, and he is director of franchise operations for Apex Network Physical Therapy, the first franchise operation in our world of physical therapy. Welcome to the show, Jason.
Thank you very much.
Wow, I have not run into too many occupational therapists or physical therapists, for that matter, who have on their business card Director of Franchise Operations. Very unique. Congratulations. What is this all about?
Well, thank you very much. One of the things that Apex Network Physical Therapy decided to do about 2 years ago was to franchise the physical therapy concept. And one of the reasons why we looked at doing that was as our owners attended, the various conferences, went to the private practice sections, they saw the interest of the, freshly out of school therapists and even the experienced therapists who wanted to get, away from the regular staff therapists working for somebody else and go out on their own. But the biggest concern that they had is they didn't understand the business side of things.
Mm-hmm.
And they really wanted to have some type of structure and framework to be able to go out with the support system to open up their own practice.
So if I'm someone that decides I want to get involved in becoming a franchisee of Apex Network, I would be handed the tools, the knowledge, the assets to help me be a successful physical therapy clinic owner right out of the box. You're going to tell me how to, from equipment to how to do billing, all that kind of stuff. Is that the concept here?
That is the concept, yes.
Okay, well, let's talk about some of those things. So how does someone go about getting started becoming a franchisee? Is there, I always hear about, and I mentioned McDonald's in the open and the tease. Do you have physical therapy school for Apex Network franchisees? How do they get started?
We do. Typically the first step, and this is pretty standard with most franchises, is, you go ahead and you get in contact with us, either our website. We do have a few ads that are out on the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
But you contact us. We talk a little bit over the phone to find out what you're looking for, what your goals are. And then we sit down and we have a one-hour webinar over the Internet, explain the franchise concept with you, discuss the costs, and decide, if this is something that is of interest.
Mm-hmm.
If it is, then we set up another time to talk where we review the support systems. And if everything, still looks comfortable with you, then we send out what's called the FDD, or the Franchise Disclosure Document. And that document's basically the legalese of the ins and the outs of the contract. And one of the things in looking at the franchise, it's a two-way street. One, we need to make sure that we feel comfortable with your ability, not only from a desire and financial ability to open up a franchise clinic, but on your end, you've got to make sure that you feel comfortable with not only the concept, but who you're going to be working with, because our agreements typically are a 10-year agreement, and so we want to make sure that we have a good marriage, you could call it, before we go proceed with it.
Yeah. Well, now let's describe, I've got just a million questions for you. Let's first of all get the dollars out of the way. If someone's out there listening and thinking, wow, this doesn't sound like a bad idea, what kind of dollars should they be kind of planning for before I get into what does a typical Apex clinic look like, look and feel like?
You bet. One of the things with franchises, there's an initial franchise fee.
Mm-hmm.
And that initial franchise fee get you all the licensing rights, get you the those support services in the beginning to take you by the hand and walk you up to opening your door. And that initial franchise fee is $23,000. Now, after that, on a monthly basis, once you open up your doors and you're seeing patients, on a monthly basis, there is a royalty fee of $2,500 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And that's for access to all the support services that we offer over the course of your franchise agreement.
Okay.
Now, with that, one of the things that's a little bit different, if you look at other franchise concepts in, let's say, McDonald's or Dunkin' Donuts, those typically are on a sliding scale, which allows for companies to, as they start out small and as they grow, that revenue from the royalty fee tends to grow.
Mm-hmm.
With healthcare legislation and the legal side, legally we have to have it set at a set fee, which is something that we're not able to get away from.
Right. So no matter whether the clinic is seeing 60 patients a day or 10, the fee doesn't change.
That's exactly
so
right.
It's a fixed
and so obviously, yeah, in the beginning, it may be a little difficult pill to swallow, saying, "Oh, I got to pay this royalty."
Right.
But once you're up and you're seeing 30, 40 patients a day,
mm-hmm,
that royalty fee really becomes, with it being a fixed fee, really becomes advantageous that you get all the additional systems with growing, but you don't have that additional cost.
Yeah. Now, I think for our listeners, we should probably give them an idea as to how many of these are out there. So right now you're currently operating 16 corporate-owned facilities, and then you have another 4 franchisees within the last 2 years that have come on board. Is that correct?
That's exactly right.
Okay, good. So tell me then what an Apex Network branded franchise facility looks and feels like.
That's a good question. One of the things that we've tried to do to distinguish ourselves from the standard, I guess you could say, hospital-based outpatient clinic,
mm-hmm,
is we've really tried to put patients at ease, to give a perception of something that's soothing, but also something that's aggressive in the treatment. So when you walk within our doors, the first thing that you'll notice is there's not white tile floors, there's not white walls. We have a lot of earthy tones, greens, browns, creams. We in all of our franchise facilities, we have fireplaces with TVs throughout the facility. We have water fountains,
mm-hmm,
to help kind of put patients at ease before they go in for their treatments. Because particularly, those patients that have never had physical therapy are a little bit nervous and anxious of what might be happening.
Sure.
And then we have some of the basic equipment that you see in. Therapy clinics, from modality equipment to weight equipment. And then we do have, depending the size of the clinic, an industrial rehabilitation area that allows patients to get those work-related injuries back to work using functional means. So.
Okay. And typically how big is an Apex clinic?
We typically recommend starting out at about 1,500 square feet. And then, if you're looking at being an existing practice and flipping over, or you've got great, desires, you could look at opening up as large as a 3,000 or even a 4,000 square foot facility.
Sure. So is it typically, are these 1 to 2 therapist operations?
They are. We typically start recommending, if it's a brand new franchisee, brand new clinic, they start out with just one therapist.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that's nice about the Apex Network concept from other franchises is we don't require the owner to work there. That allows, for a therapist who wants to get into the business, wants to have their own clinic, but still is tentative on the financial side, they can still work their full-time, therapist position.
In the hospital or whatever, yeah.
And then on the side, running coinciding throughout the day, they've got their own therapy clinic, their own staff that's seeing patients.
Yeah,
so.
Interesting. So now, what is the response, or what's the primary reason that someone would, instead of just going out there and say, "Hey, I'm fairly good at business. I've got my degree. I've got good referral sources. I'm going to open up on my own." What's the reason most commonly given that someone would pay that franchise fee?
Well, probably the biggest reason is that since we operate those affiliate clinics, you know, we've trialed and we've tested a lot of the different programs, not only over the course of the last 10 years, but also on a continual basis. And so the systems that the franchisees are getting, they're current, they're fresh, they've been trialed and tested, and they work.
Mm-hmm. And certainly you have that network behind you. Do you assist with billing and training and all that kind of stuff?
Now, one of the things that we do from a training standpoint is once the, as it gets closer to opening the doors, we require our franchisees and their staff to come out to our corporate headquarters and spend a week with us, that we train them intensively on all aspects of opening a clinic, not only from a business management side, but also from the standpoint of, you know, front desk operations. How do you market your facility? One of the things that we do not get into, for legal reasons, we don't get into training therapists from a clinical standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
We do offer additional certifications through our affiliate in ACOMP, which is our APEX Comprehensive Occupational Management and Prevention Program, that they can get additional certifications through that. But it's a very well-coordinated educational week that allows the therapist, as well as, you know, the owners, to feel comfortable that they're opening on the right step.
Yeah, okay.
Now, from the billing standpoint, one of the things that we've chosen to do is to actually partner with a third-party billing company. The reason why we chose to do that, we used to do it internally, but what we found is that, with looking foresight to outcome studies, you know, the real big push for electronic medical records, one of the companies that we work with, Source Medical Billing, has a great history with doing physical therapy billing.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the nice things is that we're in the process of integrating is electronic medical records using the therapy source documentation. And the nice thing is from that documentation system, it will actually take the procedures that you perform and transfer that over into Source Billing. And so the loss of inaccuracies during the billing process from the clinic to the billing is virtually reduced.
Yeah. Okay, now we're just about out of time, but let me just ask you one more quick question. At McDonald's and Dunkin' Donuts, we're using them as our models here in our discussion. Typically, the corporate franchise organization is selling products to the franchisee, cups and, you know, the secret sauce and all that business. Do you dictate to the franchisee what equipment they put in? Do you sell them supplies? How does all that work?
We recommend various equipment to put in, and from a vendor standpoint, we have, you know, a vendor line that we allow them to purchase from. They don't have to purchase from them if they get authorization. One of the benefits, if they purchase through our preferred providers, with some of these larger companies, for instance, Patterson Medical,
mm-hmm.
we have bulk buying agreements. And so,
mm-hmm.
you know, a franchisee who opens up with one clinic, one PT, they can get product the same rate that the larger clinics are getting it. Now, on the flip side, on, you know, promotional type of items, we have partnered with a group out of St. Louis that is basically takes care of, you know, acquiring a lot of the different promotional items, but it allows the franchisee to, you know, at their own leisure, to go on the home store website
mm-hmm.
and look through the hundreds of different materials that they can purchase and go ahead and purchase those. And the ones that we select, we're always open up for new ideas, but the ones that we typically will put on there, they're good quality. They have a good return value, because that's one of the last things you want to do is give a promotional item to, let's say, a doctor's office, and it breaks within the first day of use.
Yeah, falls apart. Excellent. Well, it sounds like a very intriguing concept, and one that I'm sure is going to catch on, because now you have actually made the claim that you are the first group and the only group, to your knowledge, that is actually offering franchise in physical therapy, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, well, let's see how this goes. We're going to be tracking in. I certainly want you to keep us informed as you grow and expand, and certainly want to thank you for sharing your information to our listeners today.
You bet. I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, you've been listening to Mr. Jason Baxter. He's an occupational therapist with Apex Network Physical Therapy. He is director of franchise operations. I'm sure he would welcome your call should you be someone that is interested in franchising your skills and ability and joining up with Apex Network. Jason, just real quick, what's your phone number if someone wanted to contact you?
You bet. It's area code 217-342-6002.
Okay. All right. You heard it right here on PT Talker, the place where we bring you expertise each and every week. Hopefully something that will either make you a better physical therapist or at least a better informed one. We hope you'll use that knowledge to go out and make someone well today. I bet you will. This is Jeff Worrell saying so long for now, and thanks for listening.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.